These days, we have smart TVs and smart refrigerators. In a few years, everything we do will be connected to the internet. That, of course, means a cyber attack could affect everything almost everybody does. But KU is taking a bold step into the fight against cybercrime. It just announced that it'll be getting a $4.7 million five-year grant from the National Science Foundation to train a new generation of cyber defense experts who will be dedicated to public service. The idea is to make this country stronger in an era of rising cyber attacks. Joining me now is Bo Luo. He's an associate professor of electrical engineering and computer science at KU and the program leader of CyberCorps. Bo, nice to have you. Welcome.
Thank you for having me.
Thanks
here.
For coming over. Yeah. Well, first, congratulations. And how big a challenge does this country face when it comes to cybersecurity in the decades ahead, Bo?
It's a big challenge. As you just said, everything will be connected to the internet. And everything connected to the internet is somewhat vulnerable to cyber attacks.
That's kind of scary.
Yes, it is. So that's why we're here. That's why we're having this program to fight against those crimes.
Well, if you're scared, we should all be scared, right?
Maybe.
Maybe we should. Okay. Well, it goes without saying, the time continues, that we'll all be more connected to the internet. So how important, then, does that make the work you'll be doing at KU?
That makes us, I think to fight against those attacks, the most important part is the personnel.
Mm-hmm.
We have to have the right personnel. We have to have we want them to have the right skills to defend our internet or defend our cyberspace.
Yeah.
So what we will do is to train those experts. And as we said, there's a national-wide shortfall of security personnel, and we are trying to make up for that.
How many experts can you train with the nearly $5 million grant you're going to be getting?
For us, there will be 36 students receiving the scholarship.
Yeah. Would that be 36 every year or just 36?
36 over the five-year period.
Over the five-year plan. And how big of a dent will that put in the need that we have for cybersecurity experts right now?
Well, there are several different numbers I heard. One number I got here is that in the United States, in 2015, there are 200,000 security jobs that are unfilled.
200,000?
Yes, exactly.
And you're putting out 36.
I know that's a small number, but there are 63 schools like us who are also having this type of scholarship programs.
I was going to ask you, is KU unique? And you're saying no, other schools are getting it too.
Yeah, this is a big project from the National Science Foundation.
So the U.S. then, I gather, we're really behind the curve when it comes to getting ourselves ready for what might be lurking out there.
It's not just the U.S. Globally, we're all behind. Another number I have here is that some people project globally there will be a 6 million demand by 2019 for cybersecurity professionals.
6 million?
Yes.
6 million.
6 million demand, and there could be a shortfall of 1.5 million.
Does it take 4 years to get these students ready to go out in the world? Is that what we're looking at here?
Yes.
Yeah. How intensive is this program going to be, Bo?
Well, for the students, it's going to be pretty intensive. They will take security courses. That means their basic education.
Mm-hmm.
And they will have professional training. We put them to have hands-on cyber defense experiences.
Mm-hmm.
And also, they will do some of the graduate students will do research, theoretical research on how we can innovate smart ways to defend against those attacks.
I was going to say, this whole industry strikes me as one that is evolving so quickly that what you learn today might not be, in fact, the threat that faces these students 3 or 4 years down the road. Am I seeing that correctly?
Yes, you are correct.
Yeah.
The education we provide to our students will somehow enable them to learn more by themselves in the future.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. How do you do that?
To give them a very solid theoretical foundation. So, I mean, things may change, technology may change, but mathematics is still the same, right?
Mm-hmm.
So if the basics. The attackers learn new things, and the defenders also learn new things.
Right.
That's what we expect.
How complicated is this world we're talking about here? Can you give me some sense of, I'm not a math guy, so it strikes me as something that's otherworldly in terms of complication here.
It's very complicated. I would say, for example, if we talk about cryptography, all the cryptography we use now are based on some very heavy mathematics.
Mm-hmm.
Even for our undergraduate students, we don't expect them to really understand every detail of the proof of why this is secure. They understand how things work, but it's really hard for them to prove things or to mess around with the mathematics there. So it's complicated.
You know, I'm wondering to what extent you're going to have to screen your own students, Bo, to make sure they pass some sort of security standard, because I'm guessing you'll want to make sure you're not putting valuable information in the wrong hands here.
Yes. Okay, first of all, in the program, we don't have valuable information. Okay, it's the U.S. government who has the classified information. So, for the students to work for the government, most of the positions will require a security clearance.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a very complicated, very long process. For us, we want to ensure that the students we get in will eventually pass the security clearance.
Mm-hmm.
So there's first of all, there's a pre-screening. We look at the background of the student. We want the student to be absolutely clean. No crime records, of course, no academic misconduct.
Mm-hmm.
And we also talk to the students to learn about the background of the student. If like we don't want students to do risky things, you know. And then for KU, every student, there's a mandatory background check.
Mm-hmm.
That's not as comprehensive as a government security clearance, but that somehow helps us to understand the background of the student. So that's what we do.
We're talking about a new cybersecurity program underway at KU. Bo, how much of a demand is there from the students for a program like this? Is there a big number of students you're picking from to come up with your 36, or do you have to go out looking for them?
I can give you an example. This semester, I'm teaching an undergraduate level introduction to computer security course. Now the course has almost 6 students enrolled. That's probably one of the larger elective courses in our department.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a very long wait list. And the wait list probably has another 40 students on them. So, yeah.
So there was no problem coming up with 36, it doesn't sound like.
I don't see any problem.
What's the attraction for the students? Why are they interested in this?
Well, okay. First of all, there's a job market there. Okay.
That helps.
Yeah, of course. And next, it's cool. It's fun.
Mm-hmm. What's fun about it?
It
sounds like hard work.
Yes, it is hard work, but it's also fun hacking and defending. At KU, we have an information security club. In the club, the students go out to cyber defense competitions.
Mm-hmm.
In those competitions, the students protect a small network with servers, and then there are professional red team hackers who hack into the system. So the students will have to defend against those hackers, close the doors, or if they identify that the hackers are in, they find ways to kick them out. Okay, so that's a lot of fun.
Mm-hmm.
Students like doing that.
I'm also wondering what types of jobs they'll be doing down the road, because I see one of them is called a penetrating tester.
Yes.
What's a penetrating tester?
Those testers... Okay, so if we have a small company and then they have a new IT system, they want to make sure that their IT system is secure.
Mm-hmm.
What they can do is they invite or they hire those testers to evaluate the system, to attack the system from various aspects.
Yeah.
Okay, and then that's what we call the attack surface. Okay, so they try all the possible attacks and tell the company what you should do to improve the security or to harden the system.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's a pretty fun job.
Maybe it's a dumb question, but why do people want to attack us through the internet? What's the point?
Well, different things. In the old days, people do this for fun, just to show
just
others.
To mess around.
I can do this.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Now, nowadays, most people do this for money.
For okay. money?
Yes, of course.
In what way?
Different ways. Like if you have a famous, if you have a website with a lot of visits per day, okay, then you will receive blackmails. Either you give us some money to this account, or you give us some bitcoins to this account, or we will hack you. Okay. And some of them do like distributed denial of service attacks, and some of them will try to get into your system. That's a problem. Okay.
So it's crime. It's outright.
Yes, that's crime. Yeah. Another crime is if you have a customer database, consumer database with credit card numbers, that's a big target. Okay.
So, because that information is valuable.
Yes, of course.
And it can be sold.
Yes, of course. There's a black market for all this.
How did you get interested in all this?
You
seem like a nice guy. Why cybersecurity? Where did this come from in your life?
What I do is mostly on the theoretical side.
Mm-hmm.
So I really don't put my hands on hacking things. I do theoretical research on information security. How, as what I said, how we can have innovative ways mm-hmm. to protect the system. I started doing this from my PhD, so I like it.
Yeah. The first graduates will be out, what, in 4 years, you said, right?
Actually, in 2 years. We hire from sophomores.
Oh, from sophomores. Mm-hmm. How big is the faculty?
At KU?
Yeah. Who are handling all this?
Well, in the department, we have around 40 faculty. For this team, we have a core administrative team of 4 professors, mm-hmm. and we have another advising team of 10 professors.
And I gather you guys get together with other universities to compare notes occasionally to make sure everyone's sort of progressing apace here.
Yes, there are, well, there are accreditation, there are collaborations, there are educational conferences where we go to, and yes, we work together on this. This is a big community.
Well, Bo Luo is an associate professor of electrical engineering and computer science at KU. He's going to keep us safe down the road from cyber attacks, and he's the program leader of CyberCorps. Bo, thanks very much for coming in.
Thank you.
Appreciate
for having
it very
me.
Much.